Kamala Harris, when Trump says dominate, he is talking about supremacy. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, on Monday claimed President Trump's demand for domination over lawless rioters wreaking havoc in the streets of several U.S. cities is a call for supremacy. Let's be clear, when Trump says dominate, he is talking about supremacy. Harris wrote on Twitter alongside video of her recent appearance on CNN, where she emphasized the same talking point. You know, when he talks about end it now and then dominate the streets. You know, dominate, it literally, one iteration of dominate is about supremacy. And that's what Donald Trump is about, the former presidential candidate proclaimed. President Trump, during Monday's Rose Garden address, urged governors to get the violent riots under control by deploying the National Guard and dominating the streets. Despite Harris's proclamation, the president was referring specifically to ending the riots and acts of sheer lawlessness that have ravaged the nation for days. He said, "First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or a state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them." Trump took swift and decisive action in the nation's capital on Monday following days of violent protests, the last of which resulted in damage to the historic St. John's Episcopal Church. "As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property," Trump announced. Indeed, the streets of D.C. were calmer on Monday following the president's action. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, Attorney General Bill Barr, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper were spotted visiting the police lines enforcing the 7 p.m. curfew. Trump celebrated the outcome on Tuesday morning, deeming it a success.